Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Gwendolyn Jones of EliminateBellyFat.com. That's PHAT.com. Gwendolyn, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you. It's an awesome time to be here. I'm so glad you that I'm on your show.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, I'm super excited to get the opportunity to meet you, and this has been a phenomenal conference. So I wanted to hear a little bit more about, you know, how the conference has been for you, some of the things you feel like you got out of it.
Oh, this has been absolutely magnificent. What I really got out of it is how God will give us a dream or a vision. And when we actually say yes and give birth to that vision and that dream, something really miraculous happens. You know, we talked about how that birthing of that vision is actually a birthing of God's vision in the earth, and that it's really God's baby, so to speak, and he protects it and he anoints it. And, you know, I found that to be true, but that was just so awesome.
Yeah, it puts everything in perspective as well, too, because I think a lot of times it kind of puts the pressure on us to make sure we execute on that vision that he has, because it's not ours, not something we can push away, something that he's given to us.
Yes, yes. And I think the key point I got out of it is that it really is God's, and we don't want to stand too much in the way. We need to allow ourselves, our spirits, to be open to hear from God on direction, to hear clearly what he wants done in his ministry.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So it was awesome.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm glad this has been such an inspiring event, and I'm glad you've had an opportunity to take so much away from it. So I wanted to hear a little bit more about your story. What led you to get started with your business?
Well, it's my story. At around 50 years old, I got really, really sick myself. And I started gaining a lot of weight. I was premenopausal, high blood pressure, diabetes hit, depression. It's just because of stress and everyday living. And so I got really sick. And so I needed help myself. So I started trying to find people that could help me. And it took a little while. But I finally, you know, found a doctor to work with. And I began to turn my life around. But I took the things that he was teaching, and then with my own, I'm a nurse, so I already knew some medical things, but not the way he was teaching in a holistic way. So I was able to, as a result of going through, I was able to start helping others to go through.
That's awesome, and obviously sorry to hear that everything started out that way, but kind of what we touched on, you know, earlier, where a lot of times, you know, when you have the opportunity to fix something or work on something yourself, you find out that many other people are sometimes having that same issue. You've been able to reach back and kind of help people and reach up and help people as well, too.
Yes. One of the things that I recognized during that time is that I was about 10 sizes larger than I am now. I was more like a 16. Now I'm a size of 6. So, but when I started losing weight, and it took about a year, but when I started losing weight, I started building health, I started feeling better, I started controlling my life, and I realized that the belly that I had was one of the biggest indications that I had that it was a problem. So that's where the name Eliminate Belly Fat came from, because the belly fat is something that a lot of people have. But they don't realize what's behind the belly fat.
Right. And I've heard that, I guess the best indicator of your health is if you take the circumference around your waist. Is that
true? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because that speaks kind of like exactly what you were talking about. Okay. So I guess tell me a little bit more about like how you're helping to support the clients. So what are some of the things that you're doing?
Well, right now I'm doing group coaching, which I prefer to do. I'm working with a church right now, and I'm going in helping a group of people there that have had problems with just overall health. So I help people to get healthy on the inside. And when they get healthy on the inside, and I show you how to eat, how to exercise, how to sleep, how to think, and come up with a plan to help meet the goals that they want. Everybody have different goals. But the ultimate goal that most people have is, I want to get rid of this fat.
Mm-hmm.
So I show them how to do it. we're in the 6 week right now with the group that I'm working with, and so the sizes are going down. They are feeling better. The clothes are really beginning to fall off, and that's a good sign. Mm-hmm. The belly is going down. So we have really good results.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this could be what you feel kind of distinguishes either you or your organization, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart?
The belly fat.
The belly fat?
Yes. We have a lot of programs out there that help with, you know, people get helping with health and wellness, losing weight. I target the belly because people don't really understand what's behind the belly. So I teach on, you know, this is what's there. I teach the cause of why you're having issues, whether it's fatigue or can't sleep at night, you know, mental confusion or forgetfulness, because all that comes together, it goes together, arthritis or, you know, just aching of your joints. So I don't necessarily treat sickness or disease, but I help build health. And by building health, then your body will begin to, like, reset. It will begin to say, oh, I like that. You'll start feeling really good and the energy will kick in.
I absolutely love that. Yeah, and I guess a lot of times some of the issues or things or problems that people are going through, they kind of manifest themselves in a lot of different ways, and then they show up in your belly fat. So to be able to kind of tackle that, then that helps out on a lot of issues.
Right, because it's internal. So the things that I help people with, you know, it's adjustment with what you eat, how to eat a little differently, drinking, make sure you get your water, and maybe some supplements if you need it, things like that. I make recommendations. But what usually happens after about a couple of days of just adjusting, the body begins to correct itself. You know, the Word of God tells us that physician healed ourselves. So on eternally, God has given our body the ability to heal itself. So we have to give it some help.
And then you're empowering others to be able to see that, recognize that, and do that.
Yeah, so in 6 weeks, the average person will be well on their way to establishing their health and wellness goals. So they will tell me what they want to do. Most of the time it is, you know, lose weight around the waist, you know, get their energy back and things like that. So there are things that I can help them with in about 6 weeks, at least get them on. If they need to lose 20 or 30 pounds, of course, that takes months, but they start dropping.
Right. No, I absolutely love that. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
Well, my hack will be helping to empower people. They need to be empowered. And what I do is I teach, I educate. I show them causes and of symptoms, and not just treating symptoms, but what's causing this to happen. And as a result, by empowering others, they are able to take back their own health and make decisions.
Awesome. I absolutely love that. Yeah, being able to educate people and empower them.
Yes.
So they're able to kind of, you know, do for themselves is absolutely huge and a great CEO hack. And now I wanted to ask you for a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Take care of what you have right now. Set a goal at if you're 20 or 30 years old, look at where you are. Look at yourself in the picture and say, I'm staying right here. Don't go outside. In other words, if your body starts gaining a lot of weight, get on it right away. Change what you're doing. Change your habits, because it's about habits. It's a mindset. If you can maintain where you are as much as you can, then you will be preventing yourself from going where grandmama and mama is. You don't want to have to go way out and have to come all the way back down in your health. Let's just stay where you are.
Right.
So let's feed the body healthy foods. Let's sleep. Let's exercise. Let's find out, get some information so you'll know. And on top of that, then you can pass it on to your own children.
Right.
So we need to empower the children. We need to empower in our community. We need to empower our people. So I give them the knowledge and information that they need.
Right. No, I absolutely love that, because, you know, a lot of times you see such a far-off goal and you're like, oh, it's going to take forever to get there. But just maintain yourself first, and then you can start working on a little small things. But it's like that little small thing that takes place, and then you can start to move on and build on top of that.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. I love that. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote-unquote CEOs on this show. So Gwendolyn, I wanted to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
To me, it's a position of influence. It's a position that God placed me in so that I can help others, empower others, and show them a way so that people in the body of Christ can actually show kingdom health God's way. Because we have to. There are things that we are assigned to do, and the only way to do it is to make sure our body, our spirit, and our soul is strong in the Lord. And I show people how to do that connection. Let's bring it all together. It's a spirit, soul, body connection in our health. And I show people how to do that. I empower them.
Awesome. Well, I truly appreciate the time that you took today and appreciate everything that you're doing to help out so many people. What I want to do is pass you the mic just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know and how best they can get a hold of you.
Well, I'm Gwen Jones on Facebook. I am Gwen Harris Jones, known as Dr. Gwen. I'm not a medical doctor. My PhD is in theology. I am a minister of the gospel. My website is www.eliminatebellyfatphat.com. And my slogan is, can you pinch an inch?
I love that. And we'll make sure to have those links in the show notes as well, too, so that everybody can follow up with you.
Oh, I almost forgot. So I wrote a book, and the book is called 50 Fat and Frustrated. Mm-hmm. And it is my autobiography. And it's all about the process that I went through from my pre-birth experience when my mother was sick. And the Lord showed me this. He walked me through that whole first 20 years of my life to show me that this is where the cause was. It really started when I was a child, and it showed up in my spirit, soul, body reactions. That's why I talk about connecting the whole man, and that how God, there's an answer. So when we look at health and wellness, we need to look at the whole picture, the root causes, because God will reveal that to us. Mm-hmm. And that is in my book, 50 Fat and Frustrated.
Awesome, and they can find that on?
That's at Barnes & Noble.
Right. Yeah. Is it Amazon as well?
It should be by now.
Awesome. So we'll make sure to have those links in the show notes. And again, I truly appreciate you for all the awesome things that you're doing, the time that you took today, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being here. I mean, this is awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. IMCEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.